This is a Federal News Network podcast.
It's been nearly 9 months since military families headed to Congress to complain about the substandard living conditions in privatized military housing. Now, after countless pledges from the Defense Department and the housing companies, 10 families at Fort Meade, Maryland say they haven't seen any changes. The families are now suing the landlord and manager Meade Communities LLC and Corvias. Federal News Network's Scott Massioni joins me with the latest. Scott, what do we know about these families and what they're alleging?
Right. Well, there's 10 families on Fort Meade, and they're alleging that there is toxic mold in some of their houses, persistent pests. And they're saying in their complaints that the Corvias Company and Fort Meade Communities had they were aware of negligence. They were breaching their contract. They were looking for unjust enrichment and other complaints. And really, this goes pretty far. One family who has a child with autism was forced to live in a house with excessive moisture, with dangerous mold, and with standing sewage water. An inspection by Corvias itself revealed that the attic was covered in rotting and moldy insulation, and there was water damage in the roof beams. The HVAC had vents in it that were full of spotty black mold. And Corvias refused to conduct any mold testing to see what the children were exposed to, and also at first wouldn't pay for a hotel either. So that family ended up suffering numerous health issues, including upper respiratory infections, ear infections, tonsillitis, and one of the children had to have surgery to have tubes in their ears. So right now, at this point, not only are the families suing, but the Covington & Burling, the law firm, is asking for a class action suit. What that would do is allow residents of the more than 800 homes on Fort Meade to settle for money if they believe that they've been wronged in this suit.
And these are just regular soldiers, airmen, sailors, Marines, and their families, and they're just going right around the defense hierarchy, in other words, and suing directly.
That's right, yes. And this is a case covered by Covington and Burling, and it's not through the regular chain of command.
And the chain of command has been talking about this for some time, and they've been testifying to Congress. But there are so many instances, I guess, across the country of this type of housing. Sounds like there's still a long way to go before the problem is really rooted out.
Right. Well, I think that's why this really matters now, is that in February, DOD and the housing companies, they testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee, and they said, we're going to fix this problem. It's our first priority. And, they did all of this sort of triage work. But look, here we are 9 months later, and there's families that are still dealing with this issue, and they want retribution at this point because they are getting sick and their children are not able to live healthy lives.
Plus, with sewage in the basement, doesn't sound like even if you're healthy, you would end up healthy after living with that. We're speaking with Federal News Network Scott Massioni. Has the company done anything, Corvias?
Right. Well, Corvias, they pledged to inspect every house on Fort Meade for mold by July 1st. And what the lawsuit actually alleges is that Corvias truncated those mold inspections and conducted them improperly by scrubbing the house with air purifiers beforehand and then actually doing the tests. But they did put out some other remediation issues. What they did was they re-roofed 110 historic houses on Fort Meade. And as of September, they've finished nearly 1,400 work orders that have been submitted with a 92% success rate or satisfaction rate. And 94.7% of the work orders are being completed on time, is what they claim. And their satisfaction score is 4.13 out of 5.
Yes. And we're talking about at Fort Meade single family type homes that are within the base.
That's right. Yeah. And they're all owned by the same company and managed by that company as well. And what happened is that those companies created a small community called Meade Communities, which is run by Corvias itself. So that is the landlord company. And then there's also a company which manages, which is also owned by Corvias, too.
And that's Meade LLC.
Right.
Got it. And any reaction from the military brass around there?
Right. Well, we reached out to Corvias, and Corvias did not respond immediately for any sort of comments on the lawsuit. Defense Department at this point has been working really hard to try and solve this issue. One of the things that they've been doing is working on a tenant bill of rights with Congress. That's something that's in the current National Defense Authorization Act, and that still needs to be passed at this point. But it gives soldiers, airmen, Marines, a way to kind of go through this process without, going outside to other law firms and things like that. And it gives them a little more leeway to how they can use their basic allowance for housing.
Now, in order for Covington and Burling to change this into a class action suit, what do they need to do? They have to get dispensation from a judge, right? And then go out and try to find class members?
That's correct. So this originally is for the 10 families, but they're also asking the U.S. District Court for Maryland to look at this and say this is a class action suit as well, in which case the residents of the 800 and or more houses on Fort Meade would be able to jump into this.
And beyond this tenant bill of rights and so forth, what else is DOD doing? Are they still active in this?
Yes, they're very active. So the military services have conducted inspections. They're also trying to reorganize and renegotiate some of the contracts that the Defense Department had with these companies. Some of them are years long, 20, 40 years, and you know they're stuck in these things from 1996 that they weren't originally planning ahead for. Another thing they're trying to do is say there's no tolerance for retaliation, which is something that a lot of families are afraid of. But one of the things to remember is that this is not the first time that this has happened since this Senate hearing. Balfour Beatty communities already got their wrists slapped from the Air Force. The Air Force found that they haven't been trying living up to their end of the bargain, and they sent a letter to them telling them if they don't clean up, they're going to get fired.
And I imagine DOD doesn't want to take over that housing directly because then they inherit a bunch of crummy, old, beat-up, crappy houses that are 30, 40, 50 years old.
Right, and that's sort of the debate right now is what do you do next? And is it the government's job at this point to take over these houses, make sure that everything's working okay, and then sell them back to private companies? Or do they just put all new companies in to take care of this? It's really a mess that they're trying to sort of figure out and wade through at this point.
And in many ways, it's embarrassing for DOD brass to have this sort of bust out.
Right, especially considering that they really put a lot of faith in this privatization effort back in the 1990s and really touted it as a success story until, you know, a few months ago and everything was falling apart.
Federal News Network, Scott Massioni, thanks so much.
Thank you.